It was the early 1980s, and Gordy Mengel was serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in an isolated community in what was then called Zaire, now Congo.
I was placed someplace in the middle part of the country, and there were no, in the small community where I lived, there was no post office. So getting letters out, which was basically the only means of communication, was very challenging.
Letters would take weeks or months to arrive. Now a Peace Corps programming and training officer in Rwanda, Mengel says improved communication technology has changed how people serve in the Peace Corps. Back when he was a volunteer, he said he lost track of friends and family back in the States. He had no choice but to integrate into the community.
These days, with the advent of the internet and cell phone service and so forth, I still see volunteers having some of that experience, but again, when they go back to their homes, instead of turning out the kerosene light and going to bed, they can get on Skype or they can give a quick call to mom and dad back at home, and that, you know, that part of the experience, I guess, has changed.
Hey.
What's going on? I'm connecting my cam.
Oh, awesome. I'll get to see you as well.
I look like a mess right now. I'm just gonna get
Sonia Morhange talks with a friend in California over Skype.
You.
She is one of about 100 Peace Corps volunteers now serving in Rwanda. The San Diego native works at an organization in Kigali called Never Again Rwanda, organizing plays about the country's 1994 genocide that left 800,000 dead. She talks over the phone with her mom and emails her dad. She hasn't mailed a single letter through the postal system and can't imagine waiting months for one to arrive.
I know, I cannot believe it. I can't imagine having been a Peace Corps volunteer in the 70s or the 80s or even the early 90s. I'm just so used to everyone having a cell phone that works internationally. I'm very, very lucky in the fact that where I live, I have wireless internet, and that makes it a lot easier.
This week, Sonia's parents visited her in Rwanda. Her mother, Beverly, said she was proud to have her daughter join the Peace Corps.
And then at the same time, because she's going to be going far away, and concerns about health and safety and the kinds of things a mother thinks about.
But Beverly has been able to keep tabs on her daughter. She said they talk pretty much every weekend by phone. Like Sonia, Beverly thinks waiting for letters would be too slow.
That would be horrible. Torture for me. I'm very close to her, and it would be very difficult.
21st century communication technology has done more than provide an easy way to call home. Peace Corps Rwanda Country Director John Reddy was a volunteer in 1967 in the tiny landlocked African nation of Lesotho. Since then, he spent nearly a quarter of a century working for the Peace Corps in Africa. He says with fairly easy access to the internet, today's Peace Corps volunteers can research subjects that can help their communities, from online teaching resources to information on gardening, irrigation, and construction. Volunteers also exchange project information and success stories quickly over the phone and the net, and they can get donations for their projects online from around the world through the Peace Corps Partnership Program. But still, 24-year-old Sonia Morange says it's nice to know that her friends and family are always just a phone call or a few clicks away.
Peace Corps is full of ups and downs, and I mean, you're thrown into an environment that you're not familiar with, you're out of your element. No matter what, you're going to have breakdowns and moments where you just need help and you need support.
John Reddy agrees that added connectivity provides volunteers with a support system that wasn't available in the early days of the Peace Corps. For the volunteers, he says it's helpful.
It's not always helpful to Peace Corps staff if a volunteer is telling their family they're having a bad day or a bad week, and then the family member calls Peace Corps Washington, and Peace Corps Washington calls me, and I have to find the volunteer and see what the problem was.
Reddy says Peace Corps staff used to have more independence and admits he sometimes longs for the days before the internet and good phone service. For VOA News, I'm Zach Badorf in Kigali.